Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It looks like it's going to be a pretty decent weekend, Kennedy. I know you love to just sit out in the sun and go to the beach. That's your jam.
I like to sit outside. I just need
just
a,
in the shade.
A tremendous amount of shade.
I think it's actually going to be a nice weekend to go outside because it's not going to be too sunny. Like, it's going to be cloudy. It's going to be a little bit warm.
It's been warm as of late.
I tweeted something out yesterday. I'm just pulling it up on my Twitter real quick. And I had no idea anybody else did this. I thought it was just me. So you know me and my 10-day forecast, right? Like, I just love this sort of stuff. And I keep cities on my weather app that I go in and look at.
Same, like places you visited and stuff?
Just random places.
I take them off. I don't want to hear Turks and Caicos weather
right now. Oh, I still have every single European country I went to.
So, I delete them all.
So I have Charlestown on mine. I have Barnstable down on the Cape. I have Nantucket. I have Tampa. I have Bretton Woods, ski season. Also Lincoln. Daytona Beach. Haven't been there in 25 years. And then for my wife, Dothan, Alabama.
Well, that's
why do you care?
I know, right? Why
Kennedy,
do I care?
It's hot as hell there. You don't want to go there. It's sticky and muggy.
90 in Daytona today, Annie.
I thought everybody did that.
I know.
I got London, Barcelona, Paris, Venice, Corfu.
Why
Venice.
Do you need to know the weather where you're not?
It's just fun to see what's going on because I've been there before. I know.
I miss it.
Yeah, same.
No, I take it off as soon as I get back from whatever vacation I'm on.
Isn't
I don't
that funny?
Know anymore.
Isn't that funny? Mm-mm. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And maybe a couple of stupid people, too. A woman in England turned 100 this week, Kennedy, and all of her neighbors came out to sing happy birthday. Go look up this video. It is spectacular. There's a Starbucks barista in San Diego got screamed at by a woman when she wouldn't serve her until she put a mask on.
Oh, I saw this. It was awful.
Yep.
She
awful.
Took a picture. She called him a sheep and threatened to get him fired. But instead, someone started a GoFundMe page for him that's already raised $25,000.
Hey, Karens, you don't ever get to win. You'll never win.
No.
Karens, you won't win.
More and more retirement homes are installing hug tunnels with plastic sheets in the middle so people can hug their family members.
I need that. I need that.
Hug
please.
Tunnels. It's just a weird time.
I need that.
I want a hug tunnel. I need people to hug me, though.
Do you think you could charge money, like a kissing booth? I could say, I'll give you a hug for $5, and I just have saran wrap all over
Side
me.
Hustle, baby. Do it, do it, do
Yo,
it.
Yo, I got hugs, 2 for $5.
It's no big deal, though.
The Eiffel Tower just reopened after 104 days without tourists. The top deck is still closed, and so are the elevators. So if you want to get to the second deck, you have to climb. Producer Dan asked how many steps it was yesterday. I can tell you to go up to the top of the Bunker Hill Monument, I think it's like 274. To go up to the Eiffel Tower is 674 steps and will take you about 40 minutes.
See, I don't have the calves for that. I'm going to have to look up and just see it.
Well, it's usually such a massive humanity that everyone's moving you, whether you want to or not. Do you know what I mean? Because there's
just,
so many people in there.
You're just being pushed along.
Correct.
Humans being humans, thousands showed up to a packed beach in England this week on its hottest day of the year. And what did they do? They left behind all of their trash.
No.
The picture
that
is
makes
just
me so angry.
Why would you ever do that?
Terrible. Well, apparently they didn't have access. They hadn't put out trash cans yet because of what's going on.
And bring your own trash bag.
And they didn't have bathrooms either. And at least one person did what they should not have done on the beach.
Someone in this building is leaving like gloves around because they don't want to touch the door.
Outside, there are
back door.
Every single day.
Pick up your gloves, bro.
That's so unbelievably rude.
Random coworker.
Chuck E. Cheese filed for bankruptcy yesterday.
I can't.
It doesn't mean they're closing, though. Business has obviously been hit hard by the outbreak. Dos Equis is giving away 6-foot-long beer coolers today that are supposed to promote social distancing.
Oh my God, that's genius.
You have to buy some Dos Equis and submit a photo of the receipt for a chance to win.
Oh, no,
the promo starts at 11 a.m. Eastern, and they only have a limited number. You can go to their Instagram, Dos Equis, D-O-S-E-Q-U-I-S.
So that means in about a week and a half, we can buy them on eBay for like $600.
Perfect.
I miss the most interesting man in the world commercial.
Same. Bring him back.
What's he doing this pandemic?
Whatever he wants.
A family in Texas threw a surprise birthday party late last month, and now 18 of them have tested positive for the virus.
Can you believe that? What?
And over a million dead people were sent stimulus checks, totaling about $1.4 billion, according to a new report.
And dear live people who took those checks, send it back, because somebody else
please
can use it.
There's so many people that need it.
Kennedy, what is the cute audio or fun audio or funny audio that
we
have
this
morning?
Scene in Goodfellas where they're all laughing around the table and Ray Liotta says to Joe Pesci, "Oh, you're funny." And he says, "What, I'm a clown? Like, I'm
funny how? Funny how I amuse you?"
That. I well, love that scene. What if it was a comedy instead?
Okay.
Ow, Pete!
Really funny.
What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy. I'm funny how? Are you funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it.
Get the f*** out of here. Tell me.
I almost had him.
I like it the other way.
Yeah, it really puts into context how terrible laugh tracks are.
Right?
Like, there's clips on YouTube of Friends without all the laugh track under it, and it changes the show.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, these jokes aren't as good when they're not telling me when to laugh.
That is why there is a laugh track.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
So we have new music from the Dixie Chicks, and they have changed their name. We'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to start first with Charlie Puth. He's done it again, kids. Girlfriend is a funky summertime bop, Kennedy, that will make you want to dance in your car. He tweeted a few days ago that this is one of his favorite songs that he's ever made. He made the song while he was on tour, he said, in planes and buses. He said he's bad at communicating, so most of the time he just expresses his feelings in his music. He says, this is an example of a song that I wrote. He says, you know, it's about being in a relationship, but whether that person is always going to be there and you can't sleep another night until you have that person by your side every day. But it's really intense to say all of that out loud. So I put it all in a song to make it a little easier for myself. So this is Charlie Puth. It's called Girlfriend.
Baby, let's take this further, baby, just a little, all night long.
I love it. I love it.
He just is so unbelievably talented.
See, I like the beat. The song didn't do much for me.
Do you not like falsetto?
I don't know. I like Charlie Puth, but that song, if I'd never heard it again, I'd be like, eh.
Oh, I'm going to agree with you, Dan.
I had it on loop yesterday. I was just listening to it over and over and over again.
It's so good.
Barrett said, is that Charlie Puth? I said, yeah. He's like, why are you listening to it so much? Is he coming on the show? I was like, no, I just like this song.
You're just all in.
You had a bro night at his concert one time.
Yeah. I think Annie and I agree on that one.
Love.
Okay, here it is. G-Eazy, Had Enough is the name of the song. He dropped a new project, Everything is Strange Here. He dropped it at midnight, and this track seems to be a direct shot at his ex, Halsey. Of course, Halsey had less than stellar things to say about G-Eazy. Most of her songs that Annie calls bangers, like Without Me and You Should Be Sad, were directly calling him out for infidelity. Well, Gerald decided to fire back. Some of the lyrics include, "How could I forget about you? You wonder how I could live without you, babe?" Before singing Carly Simon's You Are So Vain. Here it is. G-Eazy, Had Enough.
Leave me alone, I don't like you. Scribble you out and rewrite you. I don't hate you now, but got the right to.
See, I feel you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth, which I feel he's doing in that song, saying, "I hate you, but I have a right to hate you, but we just fell out of love."
Gerald, where do you have the right to?
Where did you get the right to?
Where?
She literally has the receipts.
When you cheated on her multiple times, and then she took the women that you cheated on her with, and she took them for herself because that's what she does. How garbage can you be that just, you're trying to
it's just like wait but look at me, but I'm still
oh, I can't stand him.
But what about the song?
No, I was just gonna let him go.
The song's terrible. He's not good.
Leave me alone, I don't like you. Scribble you out and rewrite.
I don't think it's a bad song.
I don't hate you now, but got the right to.
I like his flow.
I don't hate you now, but I have the right to. What are you talking about?
I didn't say I liked him as a person.
Ugh. All right, let's get to our next song for the Judgment Zone. New Music Friday, Dermot Kennedy. It's called Giants. The Irishman is back with new music. Dermot said, "Change hurts, growing hurts. Giants is a song about just that. Steeped in bittersweet nostalgia, walking into an unknown future together. It can be beautiful just as much as it is scary." He also says, "As events have unfolded over the past few months, Kennedy, times have felt hopeless. This song has carried him through as a reminder that the future is still full of hope. And there's opportunity in the darkness and a brighter future."
I love him.
Yeah. So much.
But I knew all its words when you walked beside of me. And my hand fit in yours like a bird would find the breeze. We used to be giants. When did we stop?
I probably listen to his other song, Power Over Me, at least once a day.
Yeah, I listened outnumbered on the way in this morning.
Yeah.
He's so unbelievably talented.
Yeah, I can't believe he's not a bigger star yet, to be honest with you.
But he is. He's just... It hasn't
come to the radio quite yet.
But when he came to House of Blues, he sold out two nights in like 5 minutes. He's right. His fan base is like...
I think he's just as good as Louis Capaldi. He just hasn't had that U.S. crossover.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. So that is Dermot Kennedy and Giants. Tony Braxton and Missy Elliott Kennedy. The two queens have finally decided to hop on a song together. Tony Braxton dropped the song Do It in early April. She knew it needed remix with Missy Elliott. The original version was like a mellow version, encouraging women to leave unhealthy relationships. Missy added a little balance to it, Kennedy.
Yep.
Tony Braxton, Missy Elliott. This one is called Do It.
Come on now.
Do what you need to do.
Come on.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. Hey, yeah. Do what you need to do. Do
Oh, I wanted to hear the Missy Elliott verse. I'm going to have to find that and listen to that one, Kennedy.
I'm just going
to
say that Toni Braxton could sing the alphabet to me every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'd
voice.
Be okay with that. I pulled up that old album of hers that like was in the what, late 90s,
mm-hmm.
and I listened to it the other day, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Oh,
put you in a place.
Unbreak my heart.
Oh,
come on.
Don't do it to me.
Breathe again.
Put a ball on me.
Do you need a hug tunnel, Kennedy?
I always need a hug tunnel.
That's a good band name. We are Hug Tunnel. Good night.
All right, here we go. The Dixie Chicks. The song is called March March, formerly known as The Dixie Chicks. These ladies released another powerful political anthem. Now, back in 2003, you may remember, Kennedy, they were very outspoken against then-President Bush and the war in Iraq, and they ended up being blacklisted.
Still are.
In country music.
To this
yep.
day.
Are they still blacklisted?
100%.
They performed at the CMAs, I believe, with Beyonce. They did her song Daddy Lessons, and then they did like a collab right. with one of their songs.
But if you think that there are still record radio stations in the South that don't play them?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, you can't be a Democrat in country music.
Mm-mm.
The group is following in the footsteps of Lady A and dropping the Dixie from their name. Dixie was a nostalgic term for the South during the Civil War era. This song was produced by Jack Antonoff, mm-hmm. one of my all-time favorites, of course. He Bleachers,
he
Fun.
He produced Lover, Taylor Swift's entire album.
Yes, he has done a ton of amazing music.
And if you like, go back and listen to this today, watch the video while you
yes.
do it. It is powerful.
Okay, yeah, so the video, it includes different marches, including Pride March, to what's currently happening with Black Lives Matter. This is The Chicks. It's called March March. Wow, that is cool.
They really sort of come in as sort of a voice of the people, really. You
they
know?
Just always, like, let them stay mad. Let them stay mad if they're going to be.
Yep.
But we are not going to sit down. We're not
exactly.
going to be silent.
Don't play me if you
it's
don't
just
want
a good
to.
Song.
They're just so powerful.
Mm-hmm. I think we know who the winner is this week.
That ain't the one.
Charlie yes,
Puth.
Charlie.
Kennedy, when he posted this, the announcement on his Instagram, he's like, single ladies, where you at? Leave me a comment.
I know.
And then his phone literally exploded.
What did you say in the comment section, Annie?
He did it.
You got to try something new to get his attention.
I know.
Everyone's sending him DMs. He's like a carrier pigeon.
I DM'd him last Valentine's Day and he didn't answer me, so I have to figure out something. Dan, you gotta make me come
maybe
up
maybe that's
something.
Why he's not coming on the program.
Yeah, he's like, stop contacting me, please.
Oh, great. We're adding Charlie Puth to the
List.
To the list, along with Colby Calais, huh?
And Justin Timberlake. Don't forget him. He won't come on the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I know you're not a car nerd like I am, Kennedy, but
a
I pay
what?
Attention. A car nerd?
Car?
Car nerd, yeah. I pay attention to car stories in the news. I watch lots of car shows.
Why?
Rebuilding classic cars. I don't know. I don't know where I get it from because no one in my family is really into cars. But
it's
for some reason, now on my mom's side, my cousins, they were all mechanics. But I, you know, like growing up, it wasn't a thing. But Detroit is crushing it right now with new cars.
Yeah, it's a good time to buy a car, isn't it?
It's a great time. The prices are good, and the quality for American cars is better than it's ever been before. For the first time ever, Dodge is the best-ranked new car. Talk about like when you buy a new car, the first 90 days, like the number of problems that you have.
Oh, uh-huh.
Dodge, Chevy, and Ram were 1, 2, and 3.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
America.
Yeah.
It's
been a long time since we've had quality cars around here, honestly, that were made in the United States. We've all relied on Japanese cars and European cars for quality. And the fact that we're getting good cars here in the United States made in the USA, I love it.
These colors don't run.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, Beyonce has done some amazing good stuff during this year, and she's going to be honored at the 2020 BET Awards for it. She will receive the Humanitarian Award for, among other things, her Baygood. It's Baygood, right? Not Be Good.
Yes, Baygood.
Initiative. She established Formation Scholars to encourage and support young women in four colleges. Here are a few things she's doing. In 2018, she created Homecoming Scholars Award Program following her historic performance at Coachella.
Baychella.
Let's just take a moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Baychella.
Which benefited high students at eight HBCU colleges and universities. In response to the coronavirus situation, she teamed up with her mother, Tina, for the hashtag I Did My Part mobile testing initiative to encourage residents in Houston's Black and Brown communities. The release of Black Parade came with an announcement of her Baygood Black Business Fund. It will be administered by the National Urban League to support Black-owned small businesses. And if you think she only helps folks in America, that is not true. She partnered with UNICEF to create Baygood for Burundi this year. The multi-year partnership brings safe water and sanitation to the small landlocked East African country of Burundi.
Wow.
She's unbelievable.
She's been busy.
People really, I feel, always try to tear her and Jay-Z down just because they are so big. They do so much. They give back to their communities, mm-hmm. give back to where they're from, and it's so important to really research what these celebrities are doing. Don't just try to tear them down, especially in a time like this.
Agree.
Respect the queen.
That made me tired listening to all the things she's
I know. While making bangers and raising three children.
What did you do yesterday?
Yeah, right. Demi Lovato was a guest on Kelly Clarkson's talk show yesterday where they talked openly about, everything.
Yes.
And sort of it was a great big love fest between the two of them. Kelly brought up talking about mental health issues and stuff. You know how Demi is such a big proponent of mental health. And so here's what she said.
I love how open you are about mental health because I have similar issues and I've suffered from depression. And I think a lot of people, especially in the creative world or just from childhood, you've been kind of trained to like just keep going and you can handle it. And especially as a woman, it's like, don't mm-hmm. let them see you sweat. Like it's, you know, so I just love that you're open about that because not everybody's as vulnerable at being like that. And I think it's helpful for your fans.
And then Demi decided to tell Kelly that she is her idol.
I just have to say that you were like the first idol that I ever had. And
so sweet.
I wouldn't be the artist or even the person that I am with being so outspoken and vulnerable and fearless if I hadn't had you to look up to. So I thank you for that.
Right? Wow. I'm not crying, you're crying.
Women empowering women, Kennedy.
I just love it.
I don't know if you guys know this, but my first AIM screen name was Clarkson Fan 1234.
It's funny, Dan.
That's weird. I thought that was taken.
It is, still to this day. I trademarked it.
And something to look forward to. So many things are getting canceled, and I realize that. And one of them is the Boston Pops for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
However, they have decided that they are bringing it to a virtual place. The 2020 Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular broadcast under the direction of Keith Lockhart presents a Boston Pops salute to our heroes. It'll be July 4th at 8, and they're putting highlights from the past 3 years, including Broadway legend Brian Stokes Mitchell, Melissa Etheridge, Amanda Gorman, who was the first ever Youth Poet Laureate of the United States, Leslie Odom Jr., friend of the show, oh. Rita Moreno, Arlo Guthrie, Queen Latifah, three-time Mix Fest performer Andy Grammer, and the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus. They're doing all of these amazing things that they'll be doing virtually. They're also doing the Patriotic Sing-Along, Stars and Stripes Forever, appearance by the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus, and, of course, the 1812 Overture.
So good.
You can tune into a Boston Pop salute to our heroes on Bloomberg Television, Bloomberg Radio.
The original banger.
And it will be simulcast locally on WHDH.
Ye old slap.
Right. Pop, pop.
It doth slappeth.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We are all having vacations that were canceled. Kennedy was supposed to go to South Carolina. I was going down to Alabama and Florida again. Annie was supposed to go to
Bali
for a wedding.
Mm-hmm. No big deal.
Yeah.
Casual.
But it could be worse, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It could be worse. Caitlin is from Swampscott. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
All right. It could be worse. What is happening
it
with
could.
You?
So next month, I'm turning 30, which is typically a big celebration, right?
I went to Nashville for mine last year, yeah.
Yeah,
rub it in, Dan.
That sounds fun. I was supposed to go to London and Paris for, you know, 10 days.
No.
And then I was supposed to come back, and it lined up fairly nicely with then the Taylor Swift concert at Gillette, who I am a big fan of. None of that is happening, and yeah, it's all canceled, so... could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Thank you, Caitlin. Let's see. Oh, let me grab Abby. By the way, it's 617-931-1234 if you want to call in and just tell us how it could be worse. Abby's from East Bridgewater. Good morning, Abby.
Morning.
All right. It could be worse. What's going on with you?
I should be in Jamaica on my honeymoon right now.
No.
Okay, that's a good one.
Abby.
Ugh. I'm so sorry.
My wedding was supposed to be last Friday.
Oh, I have a pit.
I'm sorry. Just sitting by the water, having people bring you drinks with umbrellas in them.
With beautiful music playing.
Ugh. Yes.
Do you want us to play a Bob Marley song today? It's almost like the same thing.
Exactly same thing.
I'll make you a piña colada.
So what are you doing instead now?
On my way to work.
No, you didn't even take the time off?
Stop.
No, saving it for next year.
Justice for Abby.
Justice.
Could have been worse, Kennedy.
Yes, it could have
been worse. Could have been worse. Thank you, Abby. I was supposed to be taking my wife to Greece this year for her 40th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that.
Guess what's not happening? We're not going to Greece.
Tzatziki, they have good tzatziki at Trader Joe's. You can go swing it there.
Could have been worse. And what's great is, so for my 50th, she took me to Jamaica, right? So she'd had this big blowout for my 50th. And for my 40th, we had a big blowout. And you know what's not happening for Lana's 40th? Anything.
Well, that's silly. You guys can do stuff at the house. We'll help you. We'll decorate.
Yeah.
You have to do something. If you do nothing,
don't go home.
You'll have to stay at my house.
All right, Kim, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. What do you got?
Yes, it could have been worse. I was supposed to go to Italy in the end of next month.
No.
And I haven't seen my son in 6 months. He's in the Air Force.
Oh.
So, Kim. And the only way we can communicate with him is through Facebook.
Oh, Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could be worse.
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 You're wonderful, because I'd be like, no, it can't be.
Right.
So... we're hoping that he can get leave sometime soon so that he can come back here.
Right.
Oh, I hope so as well.
Mm. All right.
Tell him that we love him and thank him for his service.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for his service.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Talk to you later.
This is bumming me out.
Thank you.
I know.
Actually, it's made me feel a little bit better about my canceled Broadway trip. It could be worse.
Shout out Abby.
There you go, Abby.
Abby, we got you. I want to jam it with you. I got an email this morning from my buddy Mike and his fiance. Postponed the wedding.
Yep.
Supposed to be getting married in August. It's like, we want to be able to dance sweaty real close to each other at the reception, and now we can't, so we're postponing.
I love that message.
That's what
that,
it said in the email.
Yes.
If I can't bump and grind, we're not having a wedding.
Thank you, Dan.
Could have been worse, Kennedy.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Did that cheer you up?
Well, yes, me, but then I feel badly for them.
I know.
You and your empathy.
I know. It really is obnoxious.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So, Pride, like many other things, events were canceled all over the place due to COVID. Last night's Cancel Pride event raised funds for LGBTQ plus communities impacted by COVID-19 was a stellar success. Here's a bit of what you missed.
Oh, is there a number for that? Oh, I got it. Sorry, Kennedy. And all that I got was roses. Don't mean a thing without emotions. Baby, just do it right. Focus. Cause I just needed your love tonight. Tonight. Come to my.
Oh.
Wow.
Boy, the chills.
Sounds great. They said I'm going nowhere, try to kill me out. Took those sticks and stones, shoot them, I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them try. in a cave.
Oh, I'm about to beat the beat up.
The mountains won't start moving, and the rivers won't run dry. The world will always be there, and so will I.
I love that song.
Ugh. So that was Ben Platt, So Will I, Katy Perry, Melissa Etheridge, and Adam Lambert. So,
oh, that was Adam Lambert at the beginning?
Roses. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
The night ended celebrating 20 years of the musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch with original star John Cameron Mitchell, along with Neil Patrick Harris, Darren Criss, and other members who have performed that on Broadway over the years, performing Wig in a Box. So there is a YouTuber. Her name is Jenna Marbles. And in case you don't know who she is, she created a YouTube channel back in 2010 when the platform was just starting to go mainstream. Nobody really knew what it was or why. And since then, she has racked up 3 billion total views. She started sort of doing comedy and now more lifestyle stuff. But
she got her start here. She was a part of Barstool Sports. Portnoy found her, and she used to do a lot of the events that Barstool did way back in the day.
She's hilarious.
She was huge when I was younger.
She has over 20 million followers still.
And as people are doing, they're digging through people's stuff, finding things that are inappropriate, as they did with her, finding some videos where she had blackface while doing a Nicki Minaj impression, another using inappropriate words to talk about an Asian man, and she did an 11-minute apology. Here is part of that.
I've spent a lot of the last few days privating almost all of my old content, and I'm sorry if any of that holds any nostalgia for you, but I'm literally not trying to put out negative things into the world. I think there was a time when having all of my old content exist on the internet showed how much I have grown up as a person, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah, she doesn't want to hurt anyone. She announced that she's moving on from her channel and doesn't know when she'll be back. A lot of fans supporting this decision, wanting her to take care of herself online and all of that good stuff. But there are a lot of other YouTubers, I guess, who aren't being asked or aren't doing the same things. I just don't know who all these people are, so I don't want to sound stupid. But like Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Makeup tutorials.
Yeah, so I guess I looked at some of his things. Wow, the racism.
Well, he got, I think he's a terrible person.
Wow. That's been talked about for a while.
He was part of somebody else's channel, and they kind of built him up, and then he backstabbed that person.
No, that's James Charles.
Is it? I thought that was Jeffree Star.
No, two different. But
oh,
it's,
my apologies.
It's a
I don't care who backstabs who.
Right.
If you're going to be catty. Right. That's what these people do for a living. But, you know, other things, I guess. So in any event,
It makes me sad for her, though. Just I feel like people were so nasty to her that she was like, I'm not going to do this YouTube channel anymore, where that's been her
and
life.
She's stepping away from millions of dollars. Like,
that's her main revenue stream.
Right.
I have to be honest, though. In reading some of the stuff that I saw on social media yesterday, her fans were very kind to her. Yeah, I know there were some people out there, you know, your fans can turn on you just like that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
We see this all the time where fans turn
cancel
on celebrities.
Culture.
Exactly. And they really didn't. They said, listen, we appreciate your apology. Like you said, Kennedy, it was an 11-minute apology. She owned it all. She made it all private. She took it all down. So if you're going to apologize, I thought she did a really good job of apologizing.
So we'll see what happens next with her. And the Dixie Chicks have officially dropped the Dixie from their name and will continue as just the Chicks. The change was made in response to the social justice protests over the past month. Dixie is a word deeply connected to the Confederacy, which was rooted in slavery. 2 years ago, Dolly Parton's Civil War themed Dixie Stampede dinner changed its name just to Dolly Parton Stampede. And so they've been thinking about changing the name for a while now. And yesterday they finally did it. And they, along with it, they dropped a new song called March, March. I encourage you to go watch the video. It's pretty powerful.
Her voice
and in the description
amazing.
On YouTube, they said if your voice held no power, they wouldn't try and silence you. Use your voice. Use your vote. Of course, earlier this month, Lady Antebellum changed their name to Lady A, and then they sort of had to deal with a blues singer named Anita White because she's called Lady A. They didn't kind of ask permission first.
Oh.
Whereas the Chicks found out that there was another group called the Chicks from New Zealand. So they reached out, got permission, and said, a heartfelt thanks goes out to the Chicks of New Zealand for their gracious gesture in allowing us to share their name. We are honored to coexist together in the world with these exceptionally talented sisters. Chicks rock.
They're amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Quite the week on the show, Kennedy. Quite the week on the show. We had our Katy Perry interview. Not just did we have a Katy Perry interview, but it actually ended up being picked up worldwide. We're the number
one. Are we Mr. Worldwide now?
Yes. Viral, as the kids call it.
Mr. and Ms. Worldwide.
We are number one in Canada, is the way I understand it. We had our parking lot comedy show, and there was the heated debate club about Batman. Let's get to it. The weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. the North Shore Shakespeare, a.k.a. Towny Tupac,
okay.
a.k.a. Drop! Kennedy. DJ, drop that wrap up.
I feel so stupid.
It's the weekly rap, I'm back, I never phone in. Lyrical serotonin, right up beside your dome. And I hone in, on every single line I've thrown in. But y'all sleeping on the kid, melatonin, so move back. You know what pop star's a cool cat? We talked to Katy Perry up in a Zoom chat. Katy felt comfortable, she was chatting up. Her manager was like, yo, can we wrap this up? Real quick, everybody just take a bow. Did I mention we worldwide famous now? Interview went viral, like way bro, like into Entertainment Tonight, the Today Show. We're like cool, but tried to stay rational. Till we saw that thing went international. Now we toasting with Dom, drinking Perrier. Even Canada was like, Katy Perrier? Now we ain't seen no extra paper, but we all over the TV in Malaysia. You think it's going to our heads? You betcha, man. We the number one show in Uzbekistan. What question put the world in a cold sweat? We asked, what's your baby's name? She ain't know yet. That's it. A non-answer answer blew up around the world, cause life don't make no damn sense. After that, we felt like we were seeing wins. Then we hired a back alley comedian, kinda sketchy between you and I, in a trench coat like jokes, 2 for 5. But I was wrong, he was funnier than hell. Came after the show, it went kinda well. Is this a weird gig to start or not? It was 10 a.m. inside our parking lot. He showed up on time, sharp as a needle, playing to a rowdy crowd of 4 people. We were getting in the groove, just checking in, till we had to stop him 30 seconds in. Heard a noise like, wait, is that a mower? And a landscaping crew with leaf blowers? They stopped work, not very pleased with us. Then our coworker came out and, Jesus, laid on the horn, started heckling dirty. Beep, you ain't Eddie Murphy. Had a debate, not for cowards or the frail. Who's the best Batman ever, Keaton or Bale? And he said Christian Bale and never fear. She even wore a Batman suit to the premiere. Okay. Kennedy said, Keaton, she's speaking out from the heart. He brought that franchise from the brink, don't even start. The voting was close, who's getting silver? Long as no one says it's Clooney or Val Kilmer. Carson was screaming, she's dead, Kennedy killed her. That's it, happy Friday, it's a wrap, man. Oh, one more thing, I'm Batman.
Incredible.
Come on, everybody, have a great weekend.
Wow, from serotonin to melatonin. Let's go.
That opening of that
producer, Dan.
That
was a science thing.
The first 30 seconds of that could be the best work you've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
Fire.
Thank you.
Can I hear that beginning again?
I'm just glad I got to rhyme Perrier with, hey, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I want to hear the beginning again just real quick, if I may.
It's the weekly rap, I'm back, I never phone in. Lyrical serotonin, right up beside your dome. And I hone in, on every single line I've thrown in. But y'all sleeping on the kid, melatonin. So
let's go!
Bruh!
Let's go!
That was cold, man.
Thank you, Annie.
It's icy. Burr.
I miss my serotonin.
Kennedy.
I wish it would come back.
Kennedy. Come back, serotonin. Come back.
Can we get Kennedy some ecstasy, please?
Look, we're doing everything we can to try and make it work. We haven't gotten that far yet.
I don't know. We should give it a try.
My hospital has ketamine stuff. They do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.